A thorn of concern pricks at my insides. My mother insisted that spirits had to cross over. But what if she was wrong? I saw her die. I saw her buried. I saw her in my dreams. I've been having the most atrocious dreams about you, I say, testing. Pippa strokes the kitten, turning her orange, then red. Really? What were they? It was only the last dream I can recall. You came to me and said, Careful, Gemma, they're all coming for you. Pippa frowns. Who's coming for you? I don't know. I thought perhaps you were sending me a message. Me? She shakes her head. I haven't done anything of the sort. Now come with me, she cries, like the Pied Piper of merriment. I want to make a Christmas tree. We stay for what feels like hours. It could be hours for all we know. No one wants to be the first to say goodbye, and so we keep inventing reasons to stay. More magic tinsel for the tree, another game of hide-and-seek, more searching for the Gorgon, who never appears. At last, it is time. We must go.
Can you come back tomorrow? Pippa pleads with a pout.
I'm leaving for London, Felicity says sadly, and you two had best not come without me. I leave the day after, I say. Anne is quiet.
Anne?
Pippa asks. I shall stay at Spence and spend Christmas with the servants, as always.
How long till you're together again? Pippa asks.
A fortnight, I answer. I hadn't thought about this. How shall we look for the temple if we are separated for so long?
That won't do at all, Pip says. What shall I do for 2 whole weeks? I shall be so bored without you.
Same old Pip. Felicity and I will see each other, I say, but Anne... Anne looks as if she could cry.
You shall simply have to come home with me, Felicity says. I'll send a telegram to Mama first thing tomorrow morning and tell her to expect us, and I shall spend the evening thinking of a very good story as to why.
Anne's beaming.
I should like that, the holiday and the story.
Soon as we can, 2 days' time, we'll be back, I assure Pippa.
I shall be waiting.
See what you can discover on your own, I say. Find the Gorgon. Pippa nods.
Must you go so soon? I don't think I can bear to say goodbye.
2 days' time, Felicity assures her. She walks with us through the place where the runes once stood.
Watch out,
Felicity calls. Where the toadstools split open, the grass has turned to ash. A wet black snake slithers back and forth.
Ugh,
Anne says, sidestepping it. Pippa grabs a sharp rock and drops it on the thing.
That is that,
she says, rubbing the bit of rock chalk from her hands.
How I loathe snakes, Felicity says with a shiver.
It's surprising that Felicity is unnerved by anything, but more surprising is this. Pippa is staring at the rock she dropped with a strange smile. I cannot name the expression she wears, but it unnerves me. With one last kiss, we make the door of light appear and are back in the great hall.
Look!
Anne cries. Around her neck, the ruby still shines and dazzles.
You've brought the magic back with you, I say, touching the stone.
I didn't try to, Anne says, as if she's in trouble for it. It just happened. There's no seal on it, I say. I suppose that's it.
Let me try, Felicity says.
She closes her eyes, and in an instant she's floating high above us.
Felicity, come down, I whisper urgently.
Not on your life. Why don't you come up? With a squeal, Anne rises to meet Felicity. They clasp hands mid-air and twirl far above the floor like ghosts.
Wait for me,
I say, rising to meet them. My arms outstretched, my legs dangling high above the tops of chairs and the fireplace mantel, I am filled with a giddy joy, the pleasure of weightlessness.
How splendid,
Anne says, giggling. She reaches down and repositions the angel ornament at the top of the tree so that it stands tall and straight.
There.
What are you about? I ask Felicity, who has her eyes closed. She rubs her right palm over her left. When she pulls her hands apart, there is a dazzling diamond ring. She slips it on her third finger and holds it out for us to see.
"This is the most marvellous Christmas present ever," Felicity says, staring at her ring. "Think of the fun we shall have in London with the magic at our disposal."
"I don't think that's wise," I say. "We're to bind the magic. That is our purpose."
Felicity purses her lips. "I shan't do anything horrible with it."
This is not an argument I wish to start now.
"Let's fly again," I say, changing the subject.
At long last, even Felicity is tired. We sneak off to our rooms, speaking with joy the name of the girl we've mourned for 2 months, Pippa. Perhaps tonight I will sleep peacefully. No terrible dreams to leave me exhausted by morning. It is only after an hour has passed and I am safe in my own bed that I can give a name to the look on Pippa's face as she stared at the thing she'd killed. "Hunger,"